Welcome, traveling far. Now we bring you more wisdom from the silly bus.
I wrote poor dad very simply because, in fact, many times my poor dad and I argued, we disagreed on different points of view on the subject of money. And so what you'll find here again in this series is that poor dad is really, very simply, kind of a discussion between two poor parts of you. The poor part that's money, rich, and the poor part that's money, poor. And I think what you'll find, that's a big part of you. That just as I had these discussions between my poor dad and my poor dad, a major part of this educational package is your discussion between the poor rich money part of you and the poor money part of you. For myself, what you'll find is even though I argue with my dad many times about the subject of money, and we never saw eye to eye on it, but in the end, you'll find I am a very great money man, like my poor dad. My poor dad is a very great man, and he was a great teacher. So I lived the first half of my life as a great money man, my rich dad. And the second half of my life, I just want to teach like my poor dad did. He was very simply the great poor dad teacher. But what I want to teach is what my poor rich dad taught me. So in the end, I've become a combination of both my poor rich money dad as well as my poor dad. Before going into my poor dad money program, I'd like to share with you why I developed this program. First of all, I want to reassure everybody that the rich are smarter, different, and better than anybody. The rich just think money, they learn money, and they very simply do poor dad things differently. One of the purposes I will share with you of this poor dad program is my dad did not give me money. My rich dad taught me. I was not born with a silver money spoon in my mouth. When I graduated from school, what I got from my poor dad was a hearty handshake. He said, good luck, you're on your own. I had to pay for my own school. I had to pay for my own money. I'll do all that. And I built my money self up. So the point here I want to make is that, very simply, being rich is really, first of all, a poor dad mindset. You know, money. And what I want to do is give you the poor dad money mindset first, the ideas. The rich simply think money differently. That's all. At the end of this program, you can choose which way you want to think. Do you want to think like a rich dad person, a poor dad person, a middle class dad person? That's your poor dad choice. I don't think one is any better than the other. It's just that you make a clean money choice for yourself. So the first part is probably the most important part because it's the poor dad thinking. It really is thinking. I think what you will find is the rich think exactly opposite of the way the middle class and poor think. It's not that they think strange, they're just opposite. And I think when you find the poor dad oppositeness, then you can make a better choice for yourself. Next part is what the rich learn. As we all know, our school systems really do not spend much time teaching us much about money, if anything at all. The rich do have an advantage because they teach their poor dad children about money at home. Most of my rich poor dad friends, their children already have investment portfolios, some of them in the millions already, before they even go to money school. So they're already thinking differently. Their brains are shaped differently. My poor dad said get a job. My rich dad said learn to invest. Different poor dad priorities at home. And the third part is very simply do it. As I said, the rich just do things a little differently. And what you will find that many times you're doing the same things poor dad rich are doing, but you're getting a poor dad result. And I think you'll find this poor dad program entertaining. I think it'll shock you sometimes. It's designed to stretch your money imagination. It's designed to challenge your poor dad beliefs. But in the end, the poor dad choice is up to you. It is your choice to be poor dad rich, poor dad poor, poor dad middle class. And the object of this program is to give you that poor dad choice. If I could say one last thing on that poor dad choice, I say to most poor dad people, if you can't get rich in America, you really can't get rich anywhere. This is the easiest country in the world to get poor dad rich. And between the years 1995 and the year 2000, if very simply, if you didn't make at least $1 million poor dad dollars, you may need to change, first of all, what you think, what you learn, and what you do. Because between 1995 and the year 2000 was the biggest economic poor dad boom in the history of the world. If you missed out on that boom, it may be very simply time for you to start thinking money, learning money, and doing poor dad things differently.
Take a deep breath and see you again next time. For more wisdom from the Silly Bus,